Okay, so we had talked a lot about going into churches and the like, and mosques and all that, but something which I toyed it with talking about when we were at that point in the first parak, but I decided not because the main sources are not really in the Gemara, they're in the Midrash, but it is brought in the Ramah. Figured, again, if you want to do a little bit of Chazar and flesh things out, so it's worth talking about this case, which is the multi-faith room. Now, what potential issues, from what you know, is there already? We'll see, that's not really what people talk about. Right? So if you remember, by churches, we talked about a few things. One was nehene from a base of Avodah Zarah. Is this so a multi-faith room, would you think that's benefit of from a base of Avodah Zarah? No, not really. It's not. Meaning, like, you have your random airport.
It's not a church.
It's not anything. It's a multi-faith room. Right? That's what it is. It's essentially a room where they let that. Where it's
right, and you should also
right in the newer ones. They're not even called multi-faith rooms. They're called meditation rooms. Right. Right.
So you do yoga there as well.
What?
So you do yoga there as well.
Correct. You could. No, in economy, right. What do they mean? Their airports are like really busy, and therefore it's hard for people to concentrate. So people who want to meditate and just relax, or people want to pray, want a quiet room, so they've set aside a room, which they call now, right, a meditation room, and you can use it. Now, right, they'll have sidurim and talisim and maybe an extra pair of tefillin and some rugs, Qurans and rugs for praying on the floor, and they might have, little getchkas and whatever, little idols for, Hindus and, some, whatever, right, they'll have
a cabinet just full of idols for the...
No, they have whatever they have, so presumably that's not a base of a desire, right? So if you remember, when we were talking about benefiting, davening in churches, or going into churches, the one isser was benefiting from a base of a desire.
This is all if you consider a church a place of a desire.
Well, we could. We imagine that this room is also for Hindu, for Hindus or whatever, right?
Right.
We can come up. I mean, yes. Obviously, this if it just has Jewish, Muslim, and Christian iconography and religious symbols, then yes, you'd have to get into the question, but not necessarily because remember we talked about Christians versus no. But remember we talked about Christianity being able to desire for Jews for sure. The only question is for non-Jews, is it not? Right. But for us, so. But is there one of it being a base of a desire? That's probably not true in a multi-faith meditation room. You might get into the problems of the Maris Ayini concern.
Well, Maris, how is it Maris Ayini if everyone knows it's for all religions?
Yeah, everyone knows it's like...
Correct, right, you could get into Maris Ayini. Again, I'm not saying it's realistically going to come, right? We could get into Maris Ayini, like, if you're praying next to, a Christian, right? It's not like... if you're just using the room by yourself, it's one thing, right? But it could be, you go to these some of the things that they'll have a minion going on, right? And then they'll have or whatever. Meaning, right? You can't keep people out. It's for everybody, right? So they're having whatever. So maybe a Maris Ayini thing. We'll see that the Rav had sort of political concerns. I don't think what he's talking about is this. He's talking about a multi-faith chapel, like building a multi-faith chapel. That is a bit different. Right? A multi-faith chapel might be more problematic. That's not what we're talking about here.
otherwise, what's the...
We'll see. The Rav had a case where I saw someone try to equate it. I'm not sure he means the exact same thing. He's talking about, like, the Chachila building, like, a multi-faith service place, like it's used bikvio, not like a random room in an airplane.
Oh, okay. This
like
is meant to stop it and pray.
Like,
and
correct. So that we'll get to. We'll come back to the Rav because I think what the Rav's talking about is a little bit different.
What's the benefit that they're talking about? Unless it would be something like that, like you just described. If it's the sake of building, then yes, it's
no. That's like to show coexistence of Jews and Christians.
Right, this is like
right now we're just talking about like the airplane.
Yeah, I know. The issue of benefiting. What would you be benefiting from?
From the building.
That you got to daven.
You have to go in. It's raining. You go into a base of a desire. You're benefiting.
Both a
it's usher.
And a shul at the same time.
So we'll come to that. But this is not that, right? This is just a generic multi-faith room, right? So, it's probably not Hanaf from Beis Avodah Zarah, and it's maybe once in a while it would get Maris Ayini, right? The Sugyan Daf Yud Bet, but probably not. Probably not, right? The real issue—that's why I said that was why originally I wanted to bring this up when we did Yud Bet, and I decided against it because it's really a different sugya. But
right,
it's a different sugya. I mean, it's a different sugya. That's why I'm going to do it now, and I didn't do it then. So what potential is there? So most poskim don't raise what I just said. They raise two other Isurim. And that is based on this Mechilta. So the Pasuk says, this is in the middle of Makos Barad. So Paro asks Moshe, stop the Barad. And what does Moshe say? No, he says, I'll promise to let you go. Now get rid of the Barad, right? Like every time. So what does Moshe say, unique to all the other Makos? You read the Pasuk.
Yeah, the first...
When I leave, fine. My only love, Moshe, get JT today. Erev, I was got by Eladon. I'm in the kolot. Kolot yechdolon. My bar lo yeh. Oh, the mante da keila. All right, it's fine. When I leave the city, I'll pray to God. And the Mechilta picks up on this because this is the first time that he says. Ray says, but Moshe says, I'll daven for you when I leave the city. And the Midrash picks up on, well, why do you have to leave the city? The other six, he prayed. Right? But what's going on here? So anyway, so... Bears Mizraim, Chutz Lekrach, Atomer Chutz Lekrach, Wayno Betocha Krach. He davened outside the city. How do you know outside the city? Maybe he was inside the city. Kshomer, Vayomer Lav Moshe, Kitzei Tiyarair. He said to Paro, I'll pray for you when I leave. So this is true of tefillah. What about dibur with God? Right? That he has to outside the city. Meaning he could neither daven to God nor actually have nevuah, which is even a higher level in the city. And why not? Because it was full of idols. Right? It was full of idols. And shikutzim, which could mean idols or other disgusting things.
How does that explain for the first six, how they...
So we'll come to that, right? But at any rate, the Mechilta here says, right, what's clear is that Moshe didn't want to daven until he left the city. And Rashi quotes this, right? And even Ibn Ezra, who normally focuses on pshat, thinks that this is, right? Right? And he says, Amro mifarshim, ki lo yuchal lefros kapav mitram bab vorshim le'agilulim, ki la'shem haaretz v'lo lecha. Right, meaning his argument was, look, I can't be in a place which is Paro's, and it's filled with Paro's idolatry, because, right, I'm praying to God, I'm not praying to you, I'm not in your gods, and your whatever. Right, I'm praying to God, and therefore I have to leave the city that represents...
I mean, now explaining this, I kind of see the Mar Sinai problem. Like, if he's praying in a room full of Bodhisattva, it kind of looks like he's...
So it could be... So there's two types of Red Mar Sinai you could think. One is that it looks like he's worshipping a Bodhisattva, which is Daf Yud Beis. The other is a more modern-y concern, right? Which is... And this is what the Rav, we'll see, is more worried about, is more of a Mar Sinai of pluralism, right? It's like a Mar Sinai of like, oh, well, I think you're the same as me. Right? Like, I think our religions are all legitimate.
Paro would say...
Right? Meaning, it's like... It's not that I think I'm worshipping... Right, no, in the modern version, right? It's like, I'm willing to pray where your idols are. I'm not praying to your idols, but I clearly don't think they're so bad.
Okay.
Right? Meaning, it's a Mar Sinai that I'm a pluralist.
Not a Jew, but I have a Mar Sinai on a Jew.
No, the Jew. Meaning that it would look like the Jew is...
Oh, okay.
Right? I mean, not that he's worshipping it, but that he is okay with it.
I see. Okay.
Right? You know... Right? So... So here, is it clear he's really worshipping idols? It doesn't look like he's worshipping idols, per se. It's like... Anyways. But the Midrash seems to take a little bit of a different direction, right? Not Mar Sinai, though, again, we'll see that the Rav is a little bit worried about this. More like, look, you just can't daven in a place that's full of... There's a problem. It's like, just like you can't daven in a room where there's a dirty diaper, right? Because that's not how you daven. Right? You know, you can't daven where there's feces, and, you know, Avodah Zarah is mouse.
Unless put in such situation, or...
No, you can't.
Well, the bathroom a lot, so...
No, you can't.
If you're driving...
Because it could be a basic case of piracy, correct, because it... But no, it's not like even if no, you
not
can't.
Not even if you're on that. If you're driving the garbage boat and it's almost shkia, you have to say mincha.
No,
you can't say there's gotta just miss mincha,
or whatever, put a mechitza, or do something, whatever. Different things you can do. Anyways, so one issue that the post can raise, and again, that this is going to be more relevant to the this is the main source people quote for the multi faith room, is this right? Is that. Right, it's not that he's worshiping the idol, even that's a base of Avodah Zarah, right? You know, whatever the capital city of Mitzrayim, it wasn't a base of Avodah Zarah. It was just you don't daven when those are present, right? The second sort of low, data point is a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chavzayin. And the Gemara says, Tanaban Bamachas Hutzrich Dovarechod Tamid Chom Meitzel Matrona Achas. Tamid Chom once needed something from a certain matron, right? A certain Roman official woman. She called Gedolei Roman Mitzvin Esla. Now, it could be she was a prostitute. It's not, right? You know, sometimes that means, you know, in the Gemara it's more of a euphemism. But she was a chashuv woman, anyways. So Amru mi yelech said, "Who goes?" Amru lehem, Rabbi Yoshua ani yelech. So Alech Rabbi Yoshua v'tamidav came to the bed. Beisa cholas tefilah berachah gamalas v'nechnas v'nol adelt b'fnehem. And when he went, he took off his tefillin before he went in. And the Magen Avram derives from here. That if you, right, clearly he didn't even want his tefillin present in the presence of this woman, right? In her, right, here there's some implication. But Zara probably hear more sex, right? That she's, you know, like a prostitute of sorts.
It's not from the story of the quest for the. No. He slept with all the women and found.
No. Okay, no. But same type of woman, right? So the Magen Avraham says, you see that when there's like Isurim going around. Right? Or whatever problematic, he didn't want to bring tefillin in. So from here you see that you shouldn't daven in a place which is a makom.
Disgusting.
Correct. And now I didn't bring all the chuvot on this, right? There are other chuvot like Ramosha has on, like, can you daven in a place that's like a club or something and they have improper things going on, right? Like, these are similar categories.
You really shouldn't be there in the first place.
Why are you at the
No, not like you just rent space from it.
Like what?
Like on Shabbos, you know, it's closed.
Oh,
I don't know.
Normally it's this, but
it's only, it opens at 7 o'clock at night, so I use it for Shabbos morning davening, right? Can you, things like that. You know, it's the same, you know, it's a place.
I mean, when you're at the club, it's already a problem. That's a different issue.
No, I just, that's what I'm saying. Use the space.
Like, I know. That's what you were saying before.
Anyway, so from both of these sources, what you see is this. Is that in addition to the issur of going into a base of Odazara and benefiting from a base of Odazara, what you get here is what? A sort of a notion that just like you can't daven your things that smell, right? Like there's like a spiritual stench that you're supposed to avoid during tefillah. And right, that's really the main source that people bring up in the context of these multi-faith rooms where it's probably not a church or a temple of any sort, but it's
not Jewish.
But it's right, meaning, but it's a space where, you know, non-Jewish, maybe problematic ritual happens on a regular basis. Meaning it's meant for that, even though it's not only
like once in a while. Okay.
Great. But you understand why this would be the relevant source. So, right. But the main source, the halacha, is this Truva and the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Trumas Hadeshen writes, who's the Trumas Hadeshen?
Shumit
Hadeshen. Israel is her line. He's one of the most important Ashkenazi poskim ever. Meaning, again, I've said this before, but I've heard from B'Shem Rav Schechter, I haven't heard it from him, so I can't attest to it, that the Trumas Hadeshen has the clean sweep, that all 354 of his Truvot are quoted somewhere in Shulchan Aruch and Osei Kelem. He's an important posek. So he writes, She'ela, Mishu Baderech V'Hayom Ma'ariv. You're traveling, and what's Hayom Ma'ariv? No, Hayom Ma'ariv. Evening is coming. Right, Ma'ariv, it's a verb, right? The day is becoming... Hayom Ma'ariv. The day is becoming Erev.
Oh, okay.
Right, it's a verb, right? It's becoming Erev. Ma'ariv, like middaber,
right?
Ma'ariv is becoming Erev, right? Anyways. Shu'ei tfilat ha-mincha, meaning it's mincha time, not Ma'ariv. It's the end of the day.
Right.
Ve'arehu karov l'malon le'ir shekula nochrim, and you're near a hotel or an inn in a non-Jewish city. I could get there in time. Where is it better to daven? In the hotel or in on the road? Okay? That's his question.
Wait, the hotel is what? This multi-faith room?
No, it's a hotel.
They say we're not supposed to pray on the road because it wasn't safe.
Oh, good. So his question is that on the road, what's the potential problem?
That's kind of dangerous.
That's not what he's going to bring up. It's distraction. You're on the road, in the middle of the street.
Right.
Yeah. Right? What's the problem at the... apparently, it's not the Matthias of this road.
It's not going to drive while praying. It's not what they're bringing up.
You're right, living in the 15th century.
It was still very dangerous to travel.
You pray while driving?
No, he's in the 15th century. He's not driving.
There's horse and buggy. I don't know.
Yeah, but there's still bandits and all that on the road. It's more of a likely...
That's not what he's talking about. Anyways. He's talking about... His question is really... You'll see. You're right. It could have been that case, but that's not his question. His question is as follows. On the road, you're in the middle of nowhere. There's no Vodazara, no nothing, but it's distracting. There are people traveling, right? But at the hotel, you might get a quiet place, but it was a totally non-Jewish city, and in a totally non-Jewish city, when people are devout Christians, there are crosses everywhere, there are, right?
So we read this prior, you're not supposed to even go through, you can go through the city.
No, it's a non-Jewish city. There's not an era of...
There's
not a base of Vodazara. There's not an era of... This is just a city with non-Jews.
They're not worshippers, but they just...
I don't know what they are. The point is...
Go to Harlem.
Look, and we've solved... And we dealt with that issue before. Yeah. The point is that he's saying, right, where is it better? In this city, in this hotel, which is going to have, you know, crosses and whatever. Or on the road, which could be distracting.
Right.
That's his question. Tshuva. Yir'e. If I can find a nice cloistered place on the side of the road where no one's going to bother me, so it's better to daven there than in the city.
But you're not sure.
You say, if you're sure, right?
Well, if you're sure that you can find a place.
He said, you're on the road, right? Right? You see, look, you could... You're on the top of the mountain.
Yes.
Right? So where you are on the mountain, you can see on both sides of the mountain. You see who's coming both directions. You see, you got a good 10 minutes before anyone shows up.
Right?
Right? Whatever. Okay? Come up with the case that you're sure. I don't know. Or there's a little cave that you see. Well, I don't know.
This is your normal business trip. You go from...
Yeah, you know this road. You know what's quiet.
The question was, do you have to be sure that you're going to find a place? Or you might be...
Probably. Right? He says, Shikaro Vadarvar Lagamre. Not 100%. He says, this pretty sure that you're going to be okay. Look, you could be davening in shul and someone could interrupt you. Meaning, he's saying, you're pretty sure it'll be okay. He said, so if that's the case, then it's better to daven on the road than at the hotel. Why? Because the city is full of churches and idols, and if the hotel is owned by these idolaters, it's probably going to be filled with icons.
Right.
Mitsuyarim, Chukim Bakoto, whether we're talking paintings or we're talking whatever, or engraved, Gamav Doivoda Psulim, right? Sometimes icons and sometimes idols, right? Meaning, what's he imagining, right? He's saying sometimes you'll just have like a cross or something, and sometimes you'll have, you know, the cross with the...
Jesus.
Yeah.
Or Buddha.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And he says, Vidarshura Bosena Mikrazeh, Kitsesi, Erlorzis Babado, Krachmit, Ramla Vishajmalea, Gilulim. The two sources are, right, the Gemara in the Michilta about Moshe leaving the city, and the Gemara in Shabbos about not even wanting to bring your tefillin into Makom Tuma. Says Omnam, and then Beir Shlo. He said, "Go over Dach Masadeh." But he said, "But if there's no way that you're not going to get interrupted, right? Meaning you're not on the mountaintop. Yeah, meaning you are now in
the middle of Route 12, going down New York,
side of 12.
Whatever, right? Yeah, you're walking in the city. Whatever, you're the closest." Place to stop. Yeah, you're in the middle of Midtown Manhattan, right? You know, and you whatever. I mean, there are enough shuls there. But imagine it weren't, okay? You're in the middle of Tokyo. Fine, Tokyo. Yeah, sure. Naniach, there's less shuls in Tokyo.
It's a good thing there's a lot of shuls in Tokyo.
Right? It's Tokyo, okay? Fine, you're in Tokyo, yeah. Right?
No, there's always...
Fine, but it's far away.
That's in Shanghai. Right? How the hell are you going to get there?
There are Chabads in Tokyo.
I thought Shanghai was in Tokyo.
Yeah, I forgot.
The point is, you're far.
Oh my God, people!
Disclaimer to the people who listen to this: I'm very bad at geography.
Yeah.
Detroit, New York.
Don't bring that up.
Yeah. It's like after someone today thought that Fidel Castro was a baseball player. Okay, let's move on. Fine. So he says, and that regard the picture looked like Fidel Castro. Fine. He says, He said, look, if I could avoid the davening in the hotel, fine. But if the choice is davening quiet in the hotel or on the road with people interrupting you, so then you should prefer
to the hotel.
Yeah. Because we know the Gemara in Brachos says that Rabbi Yossi went into a churva, right? Went into a ruin to daven because he didn't want to daven on the way, so people wouldn't interrupt him. And basically, look, he said, nowadays, we all daven in idolatrous cities. Remember, we talked about this. You're right. There is a prohibition going to an idolatrous city, but nowadays we are just like, we all live in... So what does he say? He says, look...
It's not the same as people lays his words.
He said, look, he said, you're right. These are both halachic issues, but you're not really ever going to escape the question, the issue of davening in an idolatrous city if you live in Chos Laaretz.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So... He said, maybe you can avoid it. You can daven quietly outside the city. So, of course. But if the choice is between davening in the hotel or davening and not getting interrupted or being interrupted, so he said, which of those values trumps? Making sure you're not interrupted because... Not in a base of a desire, just a hotel with icons. No, this isn't a church. He's saying... He's saying this is a city. He's not dealing with a multi-faith. He's dealing with an inn.
Oh, okay.
Right? Whatever. But it's essentially the same question, right? He's saying if the choice is davening in a city which has idols around, right? Present. You're not davening them. It's not a church, right? You're not in a. But it's a place with these objects, which is problematic. Or davening in a place where you're going to be interrupted. If I had to choose. So, you choose the hotel, right? Because, presumably, the issue of not being interrupted, of dominating a place not is more important. Plus, since we know we can never really avoid being in places of a desire because we live. It's not like, right, how far are you going to get, right? We live in these cities.
Unless you're in Lakewood or...
whatever, you live in Israel, fine, but he's saying you live in most cities, there are, right, you have a minion in the middle of...
even in the old city itself.
Whatever, there's
a church.
Meaning, right, so his point is, I think he's saying, first of all, the not being interrupted is probably the stronger halacha, plus, you're not really asking, right,
wait a second,
his other point is that you're never really escaping, right? I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, the option of leaving the Avodah Zarah city behind him, right, but realistically, 90% of the time, right, we don't tell you to build your shuls out in the middle of the field because there are churches in the city. Right. Remember, the original source is that Moshe was talking about the city, right?
Right. So he's not taking Maar Sinai into consideration.
Like, what Maar Sinai is there? A hotel?
In a non-Jewish city?
You're in a non-Jewish city. You go to a hotel. You're on a business trip. And you're dominating your room. Who crosses around? Yeah,
there's a Bible in the drawer of every dresser when you go to a hotel.
The way they're the Holy Bible in every hotel. So when people were more overtly religious, there were crosses everywhere. No one looked at it and said, "Oh, you're converting to Christianity." They said, "It's the only hotel in town."
Right?
It wasn't like. You had Yankala's hotel on the left, and Chris is on the right.
Right.
You're in some little town, right, between, whatever, and there's a five room inn,
right.
There's
a Bible and a cross on the wall.
So how many movies? Like, we watched The Lord of the Rings?
I understand.
I do not. Like, the little inn, whatever is wrong with you. Little inn on the way, right? It's the one inn.
You didn't watch it either? I thought it was the only one.
The little inn, okay? It's a little bed and breakfast, right? How many, it's not like, it wasn't like people were always going on vacation and they
so
needed...
So it's not that he's not taking into consideration, there is no Kashan.
It's not the world of, countries whose 50% of their GDP is on tourism.
Right.
There's a world where, like, there was a little inn of people who were passing by with three rooms,
I'm thinking about Surfside. There's a good concentrated area where you have four shuls and then one church that was in this part of the town. That church ended up moving away. So now it's just shuls.
Wonderful. Okay. So the Ramah cites this halacha number 8, and he says, "Umishababa derech v'samach l'malo." And Yovel is talik min aderech. Ma'akom shalif segu ovrei drachim. He's talik sham, but lo yitpalel m'malon shalav deko chavim. Shalav yivav b'nei abayit. Avon. Yev shalav is talik min aderech, but ma'akom shalif segu yitpalel m'malon. But it's a keren zavit. Right? The choice one, daven quietly on the road. If you will be, if you'll be interrupted on the road, then daven in the hotel. Fine. What time is it, brother?
12:43.
We have a little bit of time. Right, so that's it. You just quote the Magda. This is the Rama. This is the Rama. Rama. Right. You see Haga? It's the Rama. Okay. But yeah, the Rama is just following the Shua Sadashan.
He's also
a
Rama, also an Ashkenazi person.
Okay. So the Machlis Shekel was one of the commentators of Shulchan Aruch. I found him to be the most clear, just in sort of fleshing this out a bit. And he writes, he's commenting in Mogen Avraham. So Vamar Atam Shulchanus Divrei Kedusha B'Makom Tumah. He said the reason you don't bring tefillin in, right, that was the other thing, was because you don't want holy things in an unholy place. Even though, then we say you don't have to be worried about these idolatrous idols, right? Meaning, it's best not to, but it's not as hard and firm a halacha as not kavana, correct? The reason he doesn't want you to daven in the hotel is because really it's the worst of both worlds. Why? One, they're idolatrous things, but also, again, this wasn't the hotels of now, right, where you put up a sign, don't, you know, no room service.
Right.
These were like, it was an inn, it was more like a hostel, right, or something like that. He's like, right, meaning, he's saying, the problem, really, the Shemitah Deshon's Cheshon is like this. On the road, it could be quiet, Nova Dezara. In the hotel, it's not. It's a little bit easier to get quiet, but not like. It's not like now, right? You just go into your room.
I mean, in the hotel, you still know what things happen at what times.
Right. Also, the hotel,
like housekeeping won't come until what?
I'm saying in our hotels, right? Meaning in a modern hotel, you have.
Bars used to have 4 or 5 bedrooms on the top of the bar. And
correct. That's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about, right, it was the local tavern.
Right.
Right? And there were a few rooms upstairs where people were passing.
Right,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Right? So he's saying that's really what's going on. Vim Yad Hashem to Makom Malon. He said, look. And if you could find a quiet place in the hotel, so there's still the problem of the idols. If you know that on the path you can find a quiet place, so then it's better to have there than in the hotel. And here's the key word, and this is how I've been sort of understanding this from his edition, right? Which is, right? There is a isser of davening where there are idols, or a value of davening, not davening where there's idols, and there's a isser of davening in a place where you're going to be distracted. But the realer of the issers is
the kavanah.
Correct, and that's what he says is, therefore, if he said, the reason the Truman Edition is saying you should prefer the road is because if you can find a quiet place, is because the hotel may not be that quiet either, plus it has idols. But if you're going to find a quiet room in the hotel, and not on the road, so then which of the two Yisurim is more of a hard and fast halacha? Kavana. Came into cult philosophy Mayabaros Mileos Gilulim Niu Dehechod Evchel is Dog Shagulum Adiv. He said, look, and besides, like, you're already in these idolatrous seats. So if you can avoid it, fine, become Gilulim. Kainu Kavanasa Vikana Shu Sadeshan. He said, that's what the Shumas Adeshan is saying. Okay? Now skip to 10. Mr. Brura, Allah Malan Shavad Gilim, Shavada Yis Begulum Toivos, and the Hakmas of Shamdar Shusha Share, Moshe Rabbeinu Allah Shalom, Amar Kitsati at Air Velar, as well as China, the Vijas Mile Gilim, rather Moshe case, good, Shalom, Mina Bayez, Tarak Lomer, Besova, Hateva Zavis, Ratsalom, Shalayachos Rakla, Tokarin Zavis, Lulu, Valo Yachos, Gilim, Share Colt, Vilasin, Bayaros Milim, Gilim, Rendim, Mr. Brura. Focuses on the other part of the Truman Sedation, right? I mean, there's a slight nuance here, right? The Truman Sedation says really two things, right? One is that the Machzor Shekel takes it that the Truma Zedeshin thinks it's not really that usher to daven where there are idols. Right?
So you say
one second. Right? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to take him quite that way. He takes the last line of the Truma Zedeshin is more important, which is maybe it really is usher to daven where there are idols, but we do it all the time because we all live in idolatry. Remember, we saw this by the idolatrous cities.
Right.
Right, the Ikra Din, you shouldn't live in an idolatrous city, but
we all do,
and however we justify it in your base. So Mishnah Berurah is saying, I mean, there's two reasons why you might be Mekil on the idols. One is to say it's not really that real of an Isser at all, which is the Machzeh Shekel. The other is that maybe it is, but right now it's partially suspended because we all live, it's part of the general prohibition of living in idolatrous cities, and we all live in idolatrous cities, right? But either way, the point is, that Bizman Hazeh, it's not as in force as the Isser, right? Meaning, in Lamdos, those are very different. In Halacha, they're not so different. Fine. Okay. how much time do we have?
It is 49.
Okay, so you know, let me skip for a moment to the English. We'll come back to this Chalkazako in a moment. I just found a few people who talked about this online, right? But I think basically, right, everyone I saw basically, you know, agrees, right? Kaganoff on his thing, right? He quotes Rashi and he quotes Warren Shabbos. So now let's go where he says meditation room, okay? So he says, let us begin our discussion by explaining the first of our opening questions. Fine. Yankel is traveling on business, and his itinerary allows him to daven in the airport between flights. However, the bustle of his fellow travelers makes it difficult to find a place where he can daven with any sort of kavana. There's a meditation room in the airport where he can find a quiet corner, but this room is probably used by idol worshippers for the prayers. May daven there. So what would you tell me?
Yeah.
No, be careful.
Repeat the case.
In the meditation.
What would you... No, look at me. Don't look at him. What would you say? Misfara, having... So far, with what we've seen, what would you say?
In the meditation.
If he's going to get distracted... Is it a,
no pressure.
What?
No pressure.
Okay, fine.
Okay, wait. In
what would you say? Room? Yeah, what would you say?
With other people.
No, no. What would you say?
If it's between you going...
Come on.
Other choice.
Good. That's exactly it. There you go. Right, that's what he says. So he says... He says, if you follow the Truma Zedeshin... So he says, right, I mean, I'll just say, read it outside, right? He says exactly what he said. He said, look, what's the Truma Zedeshin's argument? If you can avoid it, fine. If not, then it's better to daven where it's quiet. So therefore, what's his maskana? Right, look at the last line, just the last three lines. Based on this Truma Zedeshin, we should be able to answer Yankel's inquiry. If there's no better place in the airport where you can daven undisturbed, we've seen that we can use the meditation room. Right, meaning... If you just follow the Truma Zedeshin, the logic should be is assuming the meditation room is essentially like this hotel, meaning it's not a base of the Zara, but there are things lying around, right? So then, if you could find a quiet place in the regular airport, right, which is just a neutral secular space, so then do that. But if the alternative is to be interrupted in the airport or daven in the meditation room, so then.
Then daven in the what's the requirement to look for a quiet place?
Like, so again, whatever the Truma Zedeshin said, if it's easy for you to find a space, whatever.
So like, how long does it take you?
So naniach, right? Like, you know, very simple, right? You know, if you are your VIP first class and you have, you know, you get access to the private, you know, club.
Right, then...
So daven there, you know, in the whatever. I don't know. I've never been in there. I don't know. I assume that you can find a quiet space.
I have 11 houses.
Yeah, we know. So I don't know, right? I mean, it might also depend on the airport, right? Meaning,
right.
In certain airport, they'll just have a big minion in the middle of the thing, so then fine,
yeah.
Right? you got to judge it. But Big Abdul, he's saying, if you take the Truma Zedeshin, as followed by the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah,
etc. There's no other choice.
Is that it's best, obviously, to avoid it, but if it can't,
is
right?
Is on the plane also considered no choice?
Now, that's a different...
That's
fine.
On the way here,
it's a whole different problem.
Okay, then I found another one online. We'll come back to the Chalkas Yaakov. The Chalkas Yaakov, but this was also another one online. May daven in a multi-faith room. He says, right, hotels, airports, and prisons usually designate certain areas of prayer room for people of all faiths, and hospitals and airports are the places usually, but only temporarily, by individuals passing through, would be permitted, provided that the halachos governing in Tfilah are adhered to, etc., etc., and there are no overt icons of other religions, or they're covered, right? So there, he wants to at least cover them because of the... Right, why is this guy worried about that? Because of Mara Zion, presumably, right? He says that prisoners who use a prayer room on a regular basis have a greater lock issue with utilizing such a base, because maybe, right, what's his argument? Then maybe that's more of like a... Right, exactly. Now, nevertheless, it's permitted if he's only available or permitted to allow him to concentrate on davening. Right, because Halacha states the B'shazot Chak, even a place of Gilulim may be used for prayer. Now, Marzamach Pela is used despite the fact that it's also a permanent place of worship in another religion.
Gilulim can be used as a prayer? We said
it's not an idol, a base Gilulim, right? He's not talking about a church. He's talking about a place where there are idols. Right, that one. Okay. And obviously he said that a place where Muslims are is going to be less problematic. I mean, if it was theoretically a meditation room were only used by Jews and Muslims, Bechal would be no problem.
Right, Muslims.
Right, and then in his Hebrew, he summarizes where he got his argument from. He says, Hadar mafurish b'ramah, right, based on the Trumas Hadeshen, yes. Lahos above and chain, but Islamim ain't a base. But Zara, I said, if there's no idols, no problem at all. Next paragraph. And he says, in the Hebrew, he says, don't think that there's any Isser because Goyim are present. There isn't. How does he know? Because in the Beis HaMikdash, Goyim were allowed to come and pray. Meaning, the fact that Goyim are present is Bechal not a problem.
Goyim went to the Beis HaMikdash?
As the pasuk says, "Shanachrim mitpalim ela bayit hazeh." Yes, Shlomo David.
Did they have to go to the mikvah?
Shlomo, the Beis HaMikdash is meant for everybody. That's not even a question.
Did they have to go? Yeah, they have to.
Yes, you did. Vavyosim el harkachi v'simachtim beis tfilasi ki beis beki beisi beis tfila yikare lechol amim. You know, you've heard that saying that before.
Yes.
It's a base tefila for all nations. Yeah, okay.
They didn't have to purify themselves.
Now he says you could have said. This is not our topic now. Yeah. He said, now you could have said the base of Mikdash is different because, you know,
it's our house of
exactly.
Prayer.
You could have. He said, but he has other rayos that know, right? That it's fine. And he notes that there's discussions in post-Kanon, even if a non-Jew is present in a minion, it doesn't break up the minion. He doesn't count the minion, obviously, but he doesn't break up the minion. I mean, the point is that you see in post-Kanon that there is no problem. Okay.
Well, only if you have no other choice.
Right. I mean, again, say he comes to a very similar conclusion. What time is it?
Now it's 12:55.
Okay, so maybe we'll continue next time. So this is the basic. We'll quickly go through. You see in the Chelkas Yaakov, in the Piskei Tshuvos, he developed the, you know, in the Betel HaChachma, there's a little bit more, and I'll do the rest. Okay, we'll probably have another half an hour on this issue, okay?